Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Indiana going at it. Game one, 8:30 tonight. I thought the NHL game went long last night. 8:30 tonight, although that game was in overtime, so there's a little bit of...
That would explain some of it.
Stretched out a little bit. 8:30. I heard the morning show talk about this too. I agree. Why can't they just start at 8? Why can't they start at 7:45?
You going to have the same argument when the World Series starts games at 9?
Yeah, I am. I'll have the same argument.
Good, I can't wait.
Why can't you start at 7:45? It's a big deal.
You'd have to talk to Adam Silver.
Well, why 8:30? Because they're so worried about the West Coast? Like they were saying this morning, I thought Anthony made it a fantastic point. When the majority of the country lives in the Eastern time zone, and I think it's 75% of the country lives in the Eastern and the Central time zone, well, why do we start these games at 8:30? I'm not trying to sound like an old man, because I know I do.
Too late.
But, I mean, really, 8:30?
Go home and take a nap.
I got things to do,
then,
man.
And stay up.
I got things to do. How late do I need to stay up? Oh, it's not that hard.
Any problem watching Edmonton last night in overtime?
I had no problem doing that at all.
Well, then just move along.
But I can also respect the fact that isn't Edmonton the Western time zone? I don't know if they're in the mountain or the Western, but I think they're.
All I know is that they're north of us and it was light outside.
Yeah. It's nice. Oh, it's nice this time of year there. You almost get 24-hour sun. You do?
That's great.
It's awesome.
That's what I'm looking for at 3 in the morning.
Jeff, how can the Cavaliers learn from this series? Like, what are we going to take out of this?
What
are you
series,
expecting?
Andy?
From
the Edmonton series?
Yeah, from the Edmonton series, Jeff. How can Bobrovsky help the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I was reading a really good story by Terry Pluto the other day, and Terry mentioned something about the number of teams that have been to the NBA Finals recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, time to do a little digging. So I went back a little bit. We had the Cavs and the Warriors, right? And we had that run, did we not?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that.
4 straight years, fun stuff.
You think the rest of the country enjoyed it?
Since the Cavs in 2018 and the Warriors, 11 different teams have made it to the NBA Finals in the last 7 seasons. 11 different teams.
That's good for basketball, you would think,
well,
right?
Well, I'm wondering that, and I want your answer on this.
Okay.
So I did the math. 37% of the teams in the NBA have been to the NBA Finals in the last 7 seasons. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's good.
I think it's good.
It is when you sit in a city like Cleveland that, you know, denied by the finals in every sport for the most part.
Golden State twice, Miami twice, Boston twice, Toronto, the Lakers, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Dallas, Denver, Indiana, and now Oklahoma City and Indiana. So 37% of the teams in the NBA have been to the finals in the last 7 seasons. And I thought, well, I wonder if that's out of proportion. And, you know, I'm thinking about the NBA and I'm thinking, okay, there's salary stuff in place. You know, some teams can spend more than others and then we're going to have these aprons and all that stuff. But 37%. So I checked Major League Baseball. In the last 7 years, I went same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
How many different teams do you think have made the World Series? Just
how many
give
years?
Me a,
seven?
Give me a rough guess. Dano, Andy, rough guess.
Nine.
Number of different teams that have made the World Series in the last 7 years.
How many years?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, no.
Same time frame as the NBA thing I used. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Just give me a guess.
12.
I said nine.
It's in between. 10.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
10. Yeah. So 33% of the teams in Major League Baseball have made it to the World Series.
Rob Manfred, you have done your job. You deserve more credit.
Dodgers did it three times. Houston, three times. And then Boston, Washington, Tampa, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Texas, Arizona, and the Yankees. And I thought, well, how about the team where they share the money, or the league where they share the money? And, you know, it's more even. And cities like Jacksonville, cities like Green Bay can compete with the, you know, the big markets. In the last 7 years, guys, how many different teams do you think have made the Super Bowl?
Seven.
You're correct.
Seven. Well, Kansas City skews the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
In the last 7 years, Chiefs five times, Eagles twice, Niners twice, Rams twice, Bengals, Tampa Bay, New England. And I thought, all right, what does this mean? And so the NBA, a little higher percentage than baseball and a much higher percentage than the NFL.
But when you think about it, is it crazy? Because in the NFL...
But in the NFL, there are a lot of guys. If you get some really good players, you can keep them together for a long time. And I think that's part of it, and especially if you get the quarterback. So
and people aren't bothered by that. Like, I would think...
No, I don't think people are bothered by that at all. In fact, I think people love that. I think people love dynasties.
I don't. Do you personally like dynasties?
I don't mind them at all. For instance, in the 80s when the Lakers and the Celtics were going at it all the time, not always in the finals, but enough, I loved it. I thought it was great. I think it's great.
I'm not a big fan. Unless it's my team, I really don't want to see a dynasty.
Let's take this.
And I think I'm tainted by the Steelers because I was tired of them in the 70s.
Let's take this back to the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this is what I'm wondering. And I'll play devil's advocate on this. I'll present two ways. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So 37% of the teams in the NBA have made it to the finals since the last time the Cavs played the Warriors in the finals.
Okay.
Last seven seasons, including this year's series. Does that mean, well, that means a lot of different teams can get in there. So there's no need to make big moves because you got a pretty good chance. Or does it mean, hey, this is a short window because 37% of the teams have made it. That means that new teams are knocking out teams that have been there and have been good. And while you think your window's open, it might not be. And you better tweak what you have to make sure you stay sharp and maybe get your good chance. I kind of lean the second way. In other words, real specific, if the Cavs get an opportunity to improve their team, they need to take it. Because guess what? Other teams are on the move. There are a lot of teams that get to the NBA Finals. It might be your year. You can easily tweak a basketball roster much more easily than you can tweak a baseball roster and much more easily than you can tweak a football roster. And that, I think, is the key to these percentages, Andy.
I'm looking at OKC's roster, and I'm trying to think of how quick they put this thing together. Alex Caruso has been in the league for 7 years.
We did that last week, actually.
How quick?
No, yeah, how much?
Was this the day I was off?
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was the, how long have these guys been together? And it was, I looked at the Knicks. The Knicks had, out of their rotation players, gosh, I forget the total now, but I'll find it. I think they had four first-year players for the Knicks. And they ended up doing really well.
On that OKC roster, only five of those guys were drafted by the Thunder. Just looking at where they were picked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the Cavs? I mean, does 37% mean your window can be closing quickly because here comes somebody else, and you better make sure you stay on top. What's I kind of think that's it.
What do you think the window should be? 3-4 years? Once you build it, what matter. Should the window be?
Here's the stat from the other day. We did this on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you paid attention. Of the top 9 players in minutes,
if you
played
weren't
for the
listening
Knicks,
on Monday, like I probably wasn't listening to you, it's new now.
We'll get it fixed.
Of the top 9 Knicks in minutes played, 4 of them were in their first season in New York. Of the Pacers, of their top 10 guys, they had numerous guys who have joined the team in recent years. Nembhard, Nesmith in their third year. Siakam has been there a year and a half. Mathurin, third year. Ben Shepherd, second.
How long does this stick together?
That's a good question.
If you're Indiana, you're going to want to hang on to this for a while, aren't you? You had success. That's why I think when you look at the Cavs, you're like, whoa, look at the success they had during the regular season. You're going to want to hang on to that for a while.
Well,
then when you get knocked out in the second round again, you're like, oh, blow the whole thing up.
I would think so.
It takes 4 games for you to say blow the whole thing up. That's it.
What do you think that this team should tweak? Because to me, 37% of the teams in the league have been there in the last 7 years.
Should they tweak?
You better stay sharp and you better keep things.
Do I think the Cavs should? Yes. Do I think they can? No. I don't think they're going to be able to tweak the way that most people want them to tweak. I just don't see it. And as I was saying with those numbers before, when you look at payroll, man, you're looking at, you're eyeing down the Cavs for next season right
they're
now.
They're one of 3 teams that could be in the apron, second apron.
There are 4 teams with payrolls over $200 million, and your Cleveland Cavaliers will come in at number 2 next year if things stay the current way that they are. At $218 million, only Boston would have more on their payroll at $223 million.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Phoenix, who's number 1 right now at 220, will be at 210, so they lose $10 million off of theirs for whatever that's worth. And that $218 million, $266,608 is staring the Cavaliers right in the face when it comes to trying to make a move. And guess what? The next year, it doesn't get any better. In 2026, your Cavaliers will be the only team, if things stayed the way they are, your Cavaliers would be the only team over $200 million in payroll. Obviously, it's going to change by 26-27, but they're at $226 million for 26-27, and even Boston is $27 million less at number 2.
All you got to do is trade dollars for dollars, Andy.
Oh, is that how it works?
You can always make moves. I mean, clearly the Cavs have an owner who's not afraid to write checks.
No, I get
that.
So
you can make moves.
But your assets are completely diminished by that second apron that if you even had a first-round pick that you were able to trade, gets locked at the end of the first round no matter where it is. You could fail to make the playoffs, and your pick is going to go to the end of the first round, locked in.
So it sounds to me like you're afraid to make moves, which might mean that
I could be afraid.
Which might mean that the other 37% of the teams are going to swoop right up and knock you out of your contention spot.
Go ahead, knock yourself out. I don't know how they're going to pay for any of that other stuff. The assets are not there.
Or they have to just completely get better from within.
They believe that they're in a window right now where they don't need to change, where they've got players that can help them not only win during the regular season, but win in the postseason. They've got to toughen off. Come on, man. They just weren't tough enough against Indiana. And we all thought they were going to walk into it.
Or good enough.
Or injured. I mean, there are several reasons why the Cavs are where they are right now. I don't think they're going to be able to make a lot of moves without breaking up what they have. I just read the numbers to you.
Well, that's the point. Should you break up what you have? That's the point.
I don't see how you do it. How do you walk? How can you, in right consciousness, look at what they had last year and say, we're going to walk away from this? They didn't walk away from it the year before.
No, I know. Well, and so that's kind of the point as well. 2 years in a row, this group of players hasn't made it past the second round of the playoffs. You're going to roll it back again when 37% of the league has made it to the finals in the last 7 years and you're not one of them?
What are you doing, Jeff? What are you going to do?
I am going to roll it back unless I find the absolute deal that I think makes me a better basketball team. I just don't think that Kobe Altman can be, and I don't think he is, locked into his words in his postseason press conference that we're going to bring the core four back. If they do, okay, that's all right. Seriously, that's okay. But you can't lock into something when that phone could ring or somebody could answer the, you know, you call with an idea and somebody bites. You got to be willing to roll the dice. And certainly this team has been in the past. I would expect them to be this offseason as well. And I think the numbers over the last 7 years of teams that have made it to the finals makes it really important that you look for ways to improve your basketball team because other teams get better every year.
Michael Cage, former Cavalier and current OKC Thunder TV color analyst, will join us next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bring in a former Cavalier, current Oklahoma City Thunder television analyst. He is a former Cavalier. You may remember him and love him from his days here from the 94 to 96 seasons with the Cavaliers. He is Michael Cage, and right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Michael, welcome home. Welcome back to Cleveland. At least it's on the radio, at least.
There you go.
How are you?
Yeah, no, man, absolutely. I'm excited, too, because even before I became a Cav, I used to spend summers there when I was a kid over in Shaker Heights. I had family over there. So my connection goes back even a little deeper with the Cleveland area.
I did not know that. You could have went to Shaker Heights. Why didn't you stay here? You could have been. It would have been great. You would have been LeBron before LeBron. Come on.
Well, I would have probably opened the door and he would have just built a house.
Fair enough.
But before we get to the finals, I've got two things. I don't know if you know this. For years, when you walked in the main entrance at the arena that you played in, it was Gund Arena. You were there the first year it opened. But after you were gone, they had a mural above the desk at the front of the building. When you walked in and there was a main desk there, yeah. You know, you walk in, you know, hi, who are you here to see? And it had different acts and things that had gone on in the arena. And it was a painting. and the Cavalier was you. And you were right in the middle of it. You know, of course, your muscles are ripped. You're dominating the picture. And every time I walked in, I went, yep, there's Michael again. So there you go.
Come on, man. I should have. Why didn't somebody tell me about that?
I don't know.
Man?
You were right next to the circus guys, though. There were lions and things. There were hockey players. But right in the middle, Michael Cage, right there.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Even if it's, what, 20, 25 years later, I'm still excited about it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. Congratulations on being the color analyst for a team that just dominated everybody in the Western Conference and had the best record in the NBA this year. How did Sam Presti pull this off quickly? I mean, this was a team that had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook not too long ago, and now you've built another great team in Oklahoma City in what feels like, Michael, not too long of a period of time with young guys.
Well, I think, first of all, it's a great question. But Sam Presti is a wizard, man, especially when it comes to seeing talent, drafting talent, and just playing a long game. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, teams want to win now. Everybody can't win now. Sometimes you just have to go back to the fundamentals, you know, make really smart trades, build through the draft, you know, get some draft capital, you know, which the Thunder have built up, and they still have a little bit of draft capital left. And I know you probably heard about that over the last four or five seasons, how much draft picks they've had. And he's utilized them really well. And, you know, I'll take the, you know, you got to, you know, being a former ball player, I know that fans don't like to, you know, go through the rebuild year or reload, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a process that works. It's a process that creates stability down the road, sustainability. And I think that's what was the vision by Sam Presti. And, you know, I've been here the whole time. I was here when Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook was here. I just, you know, I'm finishing up my 11th season with the Thunder. And I've seen this, man, you know, at ground zero. I'm saying, okay, I see how this dude works, you know. You know, I see how he drafts, you know, and pulling players and being able to make, you know, really smart moves. Sometimes you can play checkers in this game. You know how it goes. You know, you make a trade and it works out. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Okay, that's checkers. Other times you got to play the game like chess. And that's what he's been a master at. And that's what the Thunder have benefited from, is making moves years ago that are paying off right now, you know, where you see the Chet Holmgren, you see the, you know, J-Dubs, you see the SGA, you know, you see the Lou Dortz, you see the Isaiah Hartenstein. All these guys, you know, were visionaries for this team and the coaching staff working with these guys, developing them. And then despite, you know, them, you know, still being the youngest team in the NBA to last year's team ever in the NBA, it's really, you know, come to fruition for him. And did we ever think it would come together quite like this? At some point in time down the road, like it did with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. But when you have the kind of year that they had and the players, how they were built into the system, and Mark Daigneault, head coach, has done an excellent job of just moving the pieces around the chessboard throughout the last couple of seasons. So, you know, it's really an excitement here, you know, in Oklahoma City. Game one tonight, everybody's excited because they went through that whole process, to answer your question, of, you know, we took it under the chin, man, 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were losing by 30, 40, 50 points.
And, Michael, let me scare everybody. If my math is correct, in the next five drafts, the Thunder still have 10 first-round draft choices and 14 seconds. That's in the next five drafts. That's scary.
And that's already with the acquisition of players like Chet Holmgren, the second pick in the draft, J-Dub. He was the 12th pick in the draft, you know, trading some asset pieces, the Paul George trade for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, it's really created this kind of stability, and that's something to look forward to when you already, you know, have put yourself in the position where they are currently right now. So I didn't realize there was that much draft capital left.
Man, yeah, that's according to the little math I just did, 10 first-rounders in the next five drafts. Wow. That's impressive.
Man,
What's the feeling like there right now? And there's got to be a level of confidence, although I'm going to tell you from the Cleveland perspective, don't get too confident against Indiana, because just when you think, oh, we got this in the bag before you walk into the series, you're like, what just happened? And that, you know, that's the way Indiana's been playing. So your thoughts on the Thunder rolling into the series, and then you know, just the what's the city like? That's the other question, because I get excited for towns like Oklahoma City and for Indianapolis, just because, yeah, and you get it. You know what it's like to play in Cleveland. That it's kind of the same as here.
Small market cities. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you know, this has been more or less a marathon than a sprint for this team. This is a young ball club. They're not afraid of the moment. The things that they've done this year, the 68 wins, getting through a gauntlet of a schedule while, you know, saying that, you know, you're young and you may or may not be ready. Getting through the Western Conference, man, it was a grind, you know, to get through Memphis, to get through, you know, three-time MVP, you know, Jokic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a terrific player, you know, along with Jamal Murray. The team matured. They grew up. That was a different series than the Memphis series. And then, you know, facing the team that was in the Western Conference Finals a season ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves and, you know, Anthony Edwards, you know, the whole talent level to that team, you know, Naz Reid, Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle, it really, you know, tested this team's what I would call moral fiber, where you could fall apart or you could fall together. And I saw them lock arms in all three series. I saw them grow up, mature, and understand how to close out a game seven. They had never played in a game seven like they did in the second round of the playoffs against, you know, a well, you know, experienced team as Denver was. Still stuck to what got them here. Didn't get pulled apart or picked apart by the moment. Lost some tough games and stuck with it. Did the same things they were doing in the regular season that got them to where they are today. And obviously facing, you know, a very formidable opponent in the Pacers. We've been watching, you know, both sides of the playoffs and certainly, you know, they are a team to be well respected. And, you know, when you get to this level, man, you never take anything for granted because nothing is given. Everything is earned. And that's how they kind of approach this, you know, like wearing your hard hat every day, lunch pail in your hand, roll up your sleeve, play hard, physical defense, get out in transition, and do those types of things that got you here. And you know, facing, you know, a team like Rick Carlisle, who's been around, he's a smart coach. He knows this team. He knows what they're capable of. And I think it's going to be a great series. And we love the fact that it starts right here tonight in Oklahoma City.
Michael Cage joining us, former Cavalier and currently the Oklahoma City color analyst on their television broadcast. You've had a front row seat to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander go from an intriguing young player who ended up in Oklahoma City when he was 21 after that year with the Clippers to becoming the league MVP. How's that happen, Michael?
Well, I think it's, you know, he's really been a very humble kid. And I've watched him, you know, because his first year was in Los Angeles with the Clippers. We got him his second year. He was really raw, hungry, motivated, team player, plays both sides of the ball. And he put in that work. He wasn't as polished as you see now when you know, because, man, you know, it's hard getting an MVP. You know, it's just a difficult thing to get within itself. But I thought he earned that. And he was in the running for it, you know, between him and Jokic, you know, last year. And so he's not afraid to say, hey, look, you know what? If it happens, I get the accolades, I do, but I just want to win. And I've been around this kid for the last 5 years, and I've watched him mature, not only, you know, as a basketball player, but as a father, a community leader, a team leader, where when he first got here, he was kind of with Chris Paul. Chris Paul was doing all the talking and showing and you know, mentoring. And now I look 5 seasons later, he's doing the same thing. And he's putting up some massive numbers. Very unique player. He's an old school player that could play in the 90s. Mm. you know, even though he's a modern player, because he's not afraid to get in that mid-range and score baskets and get in the paint, take the contact, whereas the league is driven by the three-point shot or the D2. He's kind of found that middle ground where a lot of teams say, we're not going to really build our offense to take those shots. And, man, he is killing it there. And that's really a big reason as to why not only was he an MVP player and won it this year, but he led the league in scoring.
Michael, let me ask you this one. The Thunder win the NBA Finals if blank. What do they need to do?
Just be who you are. Remember what got you here. You were a good defensive team all season. You had one of the top defensive ratings in the league. You had one of the top offensive ratings in the league. You were the number one free throw shooting team in the league. You were the number one driving team to the basket, you know, to create and exploit and break down defenses. You were the number one fast break defensive team. Just remember who you are and what got you. I always say this a lot of time on the air. You got to go home with the girl you took to the dance.
Jeff?
Yes, you do. Those are words to live by, actually. Yeah. I think it fits a lot of things. Chet Holmgren was worth the wait, Michael, sitting out that first year with the injury. You were a dynamic big man in the NBA. How good could Chet end up being? Because he's still so he's just barely scratching the surface, I think.
I think it's respectful, you know, to say that he's still pretty raw. But he's also so good. You know, some of the things he does, I go, man, that's a move that very few guys can do in the league. He's 7'1", can bring the ball up the floor, can drive the basketball, can shoot the three, and he's the best rim protector. You know, he's really, you know, and he's still growing into his body. I mean, he's only 21 years old. We drafted him when he was 19. You're right. He missed his entire rookie season with that Jones fracture. You know, and so he got a chance to approach the game from a cerebral approach. You know, what is NBA like? How do you score on these guys? You know, what do coaches try to do to take players away from their strength? How do you become a good pro in this league? And as he grew along with the maturity of this team, I think that, man, the sky's the limit for this guy, man, because we haven't seen a 7'1" guy like that. That likes to handle the basketball, can pass, can throw lobs to an Isaiah Hartenstein. And when you have those two big 7-footers on the floor, that poses a problem. You can also play small ball with him in the game. So he's one of those kids, man. He's a good kid, good from a good family, willing to talk, listen, always humble. You know, talking about his teammates a lot of times. A lot of times you see those post-game interviews. Those things are authentic, man. And he's always right in the middle, wanting to be a part of it, even if he's not the main, you know, focus of that particular post-game interview. You know, and he's willing to put in the work, man. I just watch him. I watch him how hard he's working in practice, you know, how he's getting better, how he's gotten better since his rookie year. Keep in mind, he missed 39 games this year with that hip injury. And he came back, was behind, had lost his conditioning, lost his touch, worked his tail off to get it back and get himself into basketball shape, into Thunder basketball shape, because we do a lot of things defensively and offensively. And man, what you're seeing now is just scratching the surface. To mirror what you just said, he is just scratching the surface of just how good of an NBA player he can be one day in this league.
Former Cavalier Michael Cage joining us, and he's the color analyst on the Oklahoma City Thunder television broadcast. Michael, the NBA today, you know, the load management term seems to be, I won't say fading, we just don't hear it very much, maybe just because it's now an accepted part of the game. In your 14 NBA seasons, I'm not going to count the last one when you came out of retirement, in your 14 seasons, you missed 28 games, and you played every game for 8 straight seasons. How did you do that? And could guys do that today?
Ooh, good question. I think for me, I just realized my body is my weapon. And if I don't take care of it, you know, I'm not going to be able to get out there and perform at the level that's expected from me at the pro level. And this transcends all levels. I think college and high school players. So listen up too. You know, you got to take care of your body, because doesn't matter how talented you are. If you're not healthy, you're not helping your team at any level. So I started really kind of focusing on that in the late 80s and 90s through, you know, they called me the juice man. I was a big juicer, and it was my way of getting vitamins and stuff in my body naturally. I'm really into organic stuff. I'm not a granola head. You know, I do eat meat, you know, and I have my dessert, man. When I see a good looking piece of cake, I'm going to have some cake. So don't think I'm this like angel. I'm not. But, you know, when I was playing, I understood that window was only open for so long. And if my body wasn't, I mastered wanting to stay healthy for every single game. And I took a lot of pride in that, me and players along in my generation, A.C. Green. You got to look up this guy, Randy Smith, before us. We were all chasing Randy Smith in terms of, you know, consecutive games and stuff like that. And when I look at players like Mikal Bridges, who has played in all of his entire, you know, I watched this guy.
It's like junior high, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah. Does it go back that far?
It goes way back, yeah. It's prior to the NBA.
I admire that, man. I admire that because I know, you know, it's hard, man. It's so easy to twist your ankle. It's so easy to pull a muscle, strain something or whatever. But I always prided myself, man, on, look, you know what? I'm going to make myself as strong as possible because I know it's a grind. And you know how I was in the 90s, man. We beat each other up, man. It was a big beat down. That's just how the game was. And I knew my body had to be able to withstand that. And I wasn't going to be able to just keep taking it. I'm going to dish it out, too.
Michael, we got to run here. Just, do you need a shout out to anybody in Shaker for those days when you were young?
You know what? No, man. You know, just the Kennys, man. That's my family out there. Yeah. You know, Keith Kenny, Donald Kenny, Tammy Kenny. Love you guys. You know, I was really happy for the Cavs when they won it in 2016 because, you know, obviously once a Cav, always a Cav. So, you know, we're a small market team. We got two small market team playing for it. This is great for the NBA. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to watching that game one tonight here at Paycom Center in Oklahoma City.
We are, too. All right, well, Michael, anytime you feel like coming back home here to Cleveland, you've got a place with us for sure if you ever want to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, you're welcome, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Michael Cage, former Cavalier.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.